Planet Solence, Season 1. Episode 7, The Key Master. The door opened, with a beautiful face greeting them. Amar was stunned and motionless. It made him remember someone whom he had seen while he was alive on Earth. Amar couldn't let off his eyes from the beautiful damsel with brown eyes and long black lustrous hair. He remained stunned until Mahesh shook his arms. On entering her residence, she asked them to settle while she got back from her room.
Who is she?
She is Dakshini, one of the intelligent and brave souls of planet Solence. She was enriched with vast knowledge and expertise in area of paranormal science, metaphysics and astronomy. Besides, she is the most beautiful damsel in the colony, but...
But what?
She kind of has temper disorders.
Temper disorders. I see. What kind of?
She often loses her temper unnecessarily. Well, just wait and watch.
Dakshini returns after a couple of minutes and greets them.
Hey Mahesh, great to see you. It's been a long time. What brings you here?
While she notices Amar.
And who is this new soul? Whom you have brought along?
Meet Amar. He has recently arrived. Lord Vedal has asked me to mentor and take care of him.
I see. That's nice.
Dakshini looks at Amar and smiles.
Hi Amar. So how have you been in planet Solence?
Well, it's an unexpected experience. But have been well by now.
Expectedly unexpected. That is what death is to residents of planet Earth. Do not forget that in some religious books, planet Earth is also referred to as Mrityu Lok, which means the world of mortals. However, death is just illusion, as the only thing that gets worn out is the body that is only suitable to exist on Earth. Post-death, you turn into an indestructible source of energy and todder. You are free for universal tour.
Yeah. I have been realizing it recently.
Lord Vedal wants him to settle in this colony. And you know what you need to do, Dakshini?
Mahesh, while I agree that there might be a valid reason why Lord Vedal has asked Amar to settle in our colony. But as you know, the size of our colony has been increasing beyond its capacity. Every time a new soul joins, he or she is followed by a family member, which, as per me, is irrelevant and irrational. Why not induce them to other colonies? They have plenty of space there. I beg your pardon, but today Amar has joined, soon his wife may join too.
While she speaks, Amar interrupts her.
Just a correction. I died as a bachelor, so you need not worry of my wife following me here. Besides, in my long journey to Dweller Civilization, I have found Mahesh as a friend in an unknown land. Considering this, I cannot go anywhere else among unknown people. I don't think it's a good idea for you either to challenge Lord Vedal's decision about me staying here.
Dakshini gets annoyed by Amar's words. She bites back.
Amar, how long have you been here? Didn't you feel the need to know who am I? Before claiming your rights over the land in the name of Lord Vital's judgment. He may consider you to fit in here, but as per me, it should not supersede the need of seeking the consent of the civil panel. And while I am busy talking with someone, better keep your mouth shut.
Amar felt badly embarrassed and sat with his face down. Mahesh looked at sad Amar and patted him on his shoulder.
I told you. Relax. You need not feel so low. Dakshini, I am aware of the fact that our colony is increasing beyond its limit and can no further accommodate new residents, but in case of Amar, it's not that he needs us. Rather, we need him.
Amar and Dakshini both stare at Mahesh with surprised, rather shocked eyes.
What? Sorry, Mahesh. Please pardon me. But I hope this is not part of your old age symptoms.
Trust me, Dakshini. Lord Vedal has a purpose behind sending Amar among us.
Yes, I remember. Even he told me the same.
Dakshini gazes Amar with a rage in her eyes.
Sorry, I meant. Okay. Fine. I won't speak a word from now.
Mahesh. Are you sure Lord Vedal hasn't made a mistake this time?
What do you mean, Dakshini? He is the lord of the land and has full right over his decisions. Besides, the only fact that I can reveal about Amar for now is he is the one.
You mean Amar is the one? I don't believe it. You are kidding, right?
Enough, Dakshini. I am in no mood for humor.
Dakshini's face turns serious.
So this means he is really him. Is he the one for whom we have been waiting for such a long time? The
key master. Indeed.
Amar stares at Mahesh with surprised eyes, while a wide, contented smile emerges on Dakshini's face.
What's going on?
So finally, you are here. You are the one too.
We shall talk about it sometime later. I have to introduce Amar to others too.
Sure, Mahesh. They shall be more than happy to meet him. Sorry for my rude behavior, Amar. Please, forgive me, dear. I humiliated you without feeling the need to know you. And yes, thanks for coming.
Tears rolled down from her eyes. Amar was still confused as to what was going on. Mahesh asks Amar to wait for him outside while he had a talk with Dakshini. Amar agrees and moves out.
Control your emotions, Dakshini.
How can I? It's been a long time that we have been waiting for him.
No, you shall not disclose everything to him yet. Not, at least for some time. And not even to others.
But why? He is the chosen one. Isn't he the key master? Who is destined to eradicate the reign of those evil executors?
I agree, but he is not prepared yet. He doesn't remember anything and has to be reminded of his true identity. I cannot take the risk of disclosing it across the colony. Aren't you aware that the executors have spies everywhere?
Dakshini nodded in agreement and promised not to disclose it to anyone. Mahesh meets Amar outside Dakshini's residence. They both bid farewell to Dakshini and move ahead.